Well, good morning, everyone. Seth, make some music. Do some music. Da, 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 oh, thank you, Melissa. Yeah, yeah.
Da, 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 da. Welcome. We're here.
That's the first time we've had to do this.
That was great. That was good. That was really good. Thank you, Melissa. I needed that. I'm going to be honest. I'm a little frustrated, a little angry over here, and I needed that smile. Thank you, Melissa. Welcome to the show, everybody. If you hadn't noticed, our computer is acting up a little bit.
Our whole program's frozen right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it will not let us stop the program. So yep. I don't know what's playing right. Okay, nothing's playing right now.
I got the
board down just in case any commercials kick
just
in
that
here.
Just jumps in when we're talking here, yeah.
We don't know how this next 2 hours is going to go.
Isn't that how it always is?
In fairness, yes. Oh, God, Melissa, yeah. You poor thing. Is exactly what I was going to say. In fairness, we never know how this is going to go.
That's true. Very true.
A little more wild today.
Yeah, a little crazy.
A little more out there.
I have to tell you guys, I'm on a coffee and I'm grumpy.
Oh, boy. This is
going to be great.
Ooh, this is going to be a really interesting show.
It's just a normal Wednesday, in other words. That's what it is. Yeah.
We've got good things lined up for you throughout the day, as much as we can be on the air.
We'll try.
We're going to try. We're going to figure it out.
We're streaming on the app for sure.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, that's very good to hear.
We're on the air, yeah.
And certainly going to be taking care of our sponsors, our great friends over at El Cafe with our birthday and anniversary club. It's a Wednesday. That means we got to get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We'll be getting that a little bit later in the hour. All that coming up for you. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a bit about the Super Bowl. We've got some interesting notes on that one coming up for you. Want to get into some prop bets, and Taylor Swift prop bets are part of the
Of course they are. And of course they are.
How many people are betting on the Super Bowl and who they're betting on? Got some interesting stuff there for you. I want to get into the amount percentage of us that wear sunscreen when we're shoveling.
Oh,
probably not enough of us.
Probably, yeah. Mm.
All that coming up for you. And, of course, we're here to take your phone call, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, thank you. We appreciate that. If you're not, well, come on, man. It's been out for a while.
What's keeping you?
You know, just go ahead.
It's one button dialing.
Yeah. Wherever you get your apps, go ahead and look it up right now. We'll wait.
Nothing but time.
James,
here.
Keep going.
Well, okay, I'll keep going. Okay, that's probably better. It's a good idea, Melissa. Please go ahead and download the app wherever you get your apps. Thank you so much for playing along, everybody. We got to start here, though, gang. I thought this was interesting. It's a story. Every once in a while, I see content. I'm like, it just screams Melissa Seth James. Screams it. This is one of them. If you think about it, is it a little strange that we apply deodorant, but only to a few small areas? Do you ever feel like you need more coverage? Maybe a lot more coverage.
Okay, all right.
There are some products out there that are whole body deodorants, and apparently they're catching on.
Okay.
Searches for body deodorant have increased 27% since last year, and the hashtag full body deodorant on TikTok has more than 23 million views.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
One expert says, we're finding that people are struggling with body odor in general. Men, they're focusing around the chest and private areas, but for women, it's under bras. Mm. Some people take extra showers if they feel they need it. Others use fragrances or even, quote, layer their clothes to mask the odors. Or they apply their usual deodorant to other areas, even if they weren't designed for that. So the idea is that these new products are safer and more effective to apply through the rest of the body, unlike some of these other things.
All right. Okay.
There's also a lot of talk about, quote, natural solutions that don't require a special product. But this is something that, it is kind of funny to think of.
You know,
we've got this whole big body, and we just put deodorant in these two spots. That's it. But we wear plenty of colognes and all these things, or perfumes and that. I think we cover up our scents with a lot of stuff.
It's true.
I also think that that's against evolution in some ways.
Okay.
Just because our natural pheromones are what attracts our partners and everything. Mm-hmm. And we're covering them up. So we're actually doing the opposite of what we really should be doing here. But regardless, I feel for this one. I remember as a kid, we you know had very little, and there were times I went to school and my clothes were dirty, and I got made fun of for that, for having dirty clothes or for being smelly. And I remember my dad, crying to my dad about hey, I'm getting picked on and stuff. He's like, Jimmy, you don't want to be the smelly kid. But there's always one smelly kid. You don't want to be. It's this thing.
Thanks, Dad. That helps.
He's so supportive. So supportive. That was it, by the way. That was all the conversation. There was nothing else to it.
Yeah.
But it's this thing that every kid gets picked on about something. Mm. And to be the whether you're in a kid in grade school, you're a kid in high school, you're just an adult. It's something that I think we all struggle with.
Yeah, right.
So the idea of this doesn't seem that bad of an idea. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to see another Axe body spray like craze.
Oh, God, no.
I don't want to see another one of those.
Please. No.
High school locker rooms can't handle it.
No. I don't know if my ear, my nose, I don't know if our ozone, I don't know what. I don't know.
Toxic waste dump, yeah.
I don't know if the single world can handle it. just as a side note, less is more.
Yes.
Less is more.
Can we throw that out there?
Yeah, just because you can hold the can down, like the button down and spray forever doesn't mean
you should.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. We don't need to smell you from three states away.
Aerosols are bad anyway.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they really are. They really are.
Man.
Do you think that this is something that could catch on? I mean, it certainly is on TikTok. Again, 23 million views on this.
Okay, so I have a lot of feels about this.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right.
Because we like you mentioned, James, we do already have a lot of solutions for this. I mean, scented lotion, there's essential oils. That's what I use in my lotions because I prefer unscented lotion that I know what's in it, and then I can add my own fragrance. But we've had an ongoing deodorant conversation for quite some time now because there was worry about aluminums in deodorant.
Yes.
Or antiperspirants, and antiperspirants are bad. And, you know, like your body is sweating for a reason. It needs to sweat.
Right. Right.
If you're not sweating, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. That is an issue. Yeah.
Very good point.
The thought of like, and what is this? Like, is it the you know, twist up stick deodorant? I cannot imagine rubbing that all over my body. I just cannot.
Oh,
sorry.
No, I do though. Now I'm imagining somebody just sitting there looking at their stick of deodorant, and it's one of those like, oh, it's just a plain white, you know, kind of a generic bar. And they're just staring at it like, I don't like you. You don't like me, but we got work to do.
Yeah. Bob, you're awfully pale today. Are you feeling okay? No, it's my deodorant.
I smell great. Though, yeah, yeah. I smell great.
And so then you mentioned some of the other, you know, natural things that we can do. A big part of, I think, why people struggle, at least some people struggle with odor issues, is diet.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Put into
that's
our true. Body come out of our body in some form or another. So, you know, maybe that is the number one spot. And to be honest, to be fair, we all should look at our diet.
Yeah, let's be honest.
We consume so many processed foods and there's so many chemicals in those foods, and every body is different and it interacts with these things differently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's why places like Marshfield Clinic are trying so hard to do these all for us studies to try to advance medicine to be individualized as opposed to one size fits all.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of curious to see where this goes. we're you know, companies are always going to look for new products to sell, and with that, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna try to find whatever we're gonna buy. And if this is something that the society calls for, we're gonna see a lot more of it.
Yeah,
I'm just curious about the delivery service, like the way that, like we talked about the aerosol, we talked about the old school kind of just you know, push up deodorant.
Right, right.
What version would they have for a full body? Something you just walk into?
Yeah.
Is it an aerosol like room? That you like, you just like that, like you see in the sci-fi movies where the machine, they walk into the room and it sprays them.
So yeah, right,
not,
right.
They
don't
have any disease or anything like that. I'm really curious where this goes. And I think that one thing that, you know, can come from this that I'm looking to do with every opportunity I can. I don't care if it gets old. The fact that we have this in common. Like, everybody, everybody smells sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where's that book? Everybody smells.
Everybody smells. And so do you.
It's the best-selling children's book ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Creaky Carrots.
It should be. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
So this whole conversation has me thinking of the brand Lumi.
That was the first one that popped up.
Yep, they have a deodorant in a tube that is meant to go all over your body, and it does not have antiperspirant, but it has deodorants.
So it helps cover
the smell. You're still sweating.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It doesn't stink as bad.
What do you think?
And so, any deodorants that have those kinds of ingredients, theoretically, you could kind of put anywhere. And on a personal note, I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Great stuff. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Best listeners in radio.
That was awesome.
I want to see where our board
is. Do we have anything yet?
No, nothing there.
Nothing there yet? Okay.
I'm still waiting to hear on this one. I don't know about anybody else, but now I'm starting to wonder: are we just expected to talk like the full
the whole time?
Yeah,
oh boy,
the next 2 hours, no breaks. We're just talking the next 2 hours.
I feel sorry for our audience. That's all I'm going to say, man. They need some breaks in there. So
I think we need our local businesses to call in and do their own commercials live.
We just might. If I don't hear from our engineers soon enough, we might do a
reboot on the air. Reboot the computer here. Maybe we should just a little experiment.
I mean, if we call IT, what are they going to tell us to do?
Yeah, reboot it.
Did you try
turning it on and turning it back on?
Plug it in, plug it up. That's what they always tell us.
We have
come so far as a society.
Yeah.
You think about the things we have done, not just going to the depths of the ocean, but to the deepest aspects of space in some ways.
Yeah.
We have cured diseases. We have made it through a pandemic. It is incredible. And yet we still, at the end of the day, when it comes to technology, the greatest idea we have is turn it off.
And turn it back on.
That's it, man. That's all we got.
Oh, I love it. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Try to take a break here. I don't know what's going to, I want to, but I don't even think anything's playing.
I wonder if we wait for like a couple, till about 19 after or something like that, we're going to switch over. I think that might happen.
Here's something.
One more minute.
Yeah.
Here's something that I'm guilty of. When something's not working, I can leave it alone. I can be patient, but you give it a couple of minutes and it's still not working. I'm the guy that keeps pressing, trying.
Keep pushing the button.
And there's always somebody next to me saying, "Go, don't do that. Quit pushing. You're just going to make it worse." So we'll see. We'll see if what's going to happen with that.
Shouting at you. Can you stop pushing my buttons?
Yeah,
stop pushing my buttons. I'm just trying to do my thing.
Stop pushing my button.
God, it just brought me back there a little bit. 19 after and nothing. We got
still
nothing.
Oh, darn.
All right, let's see.
I tried. Yeah, I tried to put that in.
Here's
so, yeah.
Let's go ahead. We're gonna take a quick break. It might be silence, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We got to try to figure this out.
We can try some hotkeys. I think those will still work. Maybe we could just play some bumpers.
Let's see if the hotkeys work.
My pappy said, "Son, you're gonna die if you're drinking if you don't stop."
Right. Okay, so the hotkeys work. Great.
We got something that works, man. We'll see.
Great. Just great.
Oh, man.
Let's go ahead and go right into our... It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe. We say a big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe, our new sponsors of the Birthday and Anniversary Club. I believe you guys were over there the other day. Yesterday.
We were there yesterday.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent service. The food was amazing. Mm. Oh, my goodness. That chicken noodle soup or chicken dumpling soup.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back today, but...
Is that good?
It's a far away, and they close at 2.
Yeah, you might not make it. Might not make it.
Yeah, right.
You say good morning to our friends over there at El Cafe. Encourage you to follow along on their Facebook page. They update it all the time, reading right from there. Good morning and happy Wednesday. We are halfway through the week again and only 1 week away from Valentine's Day. Come right. Join us for breakfast or lunch. Can't wait to see you in your smiling faces. Got a breakfast special of corned beef and hash right now over there. With two nice. Eggs, potato or fruit, toaster cakes. God, that sounds
Stop
good.
It.
I know. Their lunch special is a steak.
For breakfast.
A steak fajita wrap. That sounds really good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds
Their wraps are awesome over there.
You've had toast. I've had frustration for breakfast, Melissa. I hear you. They got much better
does
stuff
over there. Does that leave a bitter taste in your mouth, too?
It sure
so
does.
Bitter,
yeah.
So bitter. They got much better food over at El Cafe. Go visit them. They're right there at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those
birthdays.
It's
easy to find. Mm. They have signs up everywhere.
They do.
You can't miss it. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you because at the beginning of every month, we're going to pull winners. And that winner or winners from the anniversary or birthday will be able to go over to El Cafe and get two $20 gift certificates.
All right.
That is a nice
so
gift
worth it.
Right there.
So worth it. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Really appreciate our friends over at El Cafe and encourage you and appreciate you to celebrate those birthdays with us. Get them to us. info@WFHR.com, james.mailove@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And listen to us on the Civic Media app and use that app to get a hold of us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can call up and wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
That's right.
Yeah. 715-424-2600. Otherwise, just two touches away with the Civic Media app.
All right.
Let's see here. Melissa, you're off tomorrow, so give me a one or a two, Mel.
How about one?
Perfect. We got ourselves our qualifier. We can first up wish happy birthday to Tara Cook.
Happy birthday,
happy
Tara.
Birthday, Tara.
Enjoy your day, Tara. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Kathy Wenger.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wishing you the best of days, Kathy. Enjoy. We hope you have a great one. We hope everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there has a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they have some amazing looking pies over there at El Cafe, I must
they
say.
They do. I just say I had too much food. I couldn't have any pie.
If I wasn't so full from, I shouldn't have gotten the soup. Although the soup was amazing, too, though.
See,
you know, it's such a quandary.
This is why I don't even bother with dinner or lunch, and I just go right to the dessert.
You should do that first. You're right.
Always be regretting.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Got to think. Got to outthink your food.
I don't know, James.
Outthink your food
with barbecue sauce and avocado.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I'm ridiculous. Don't pay attention to me, please. Don't.
I don't.
No. Yeah. It's a good idea. It's a really good idea. Taking a look at our celebrity list. Deborah Ann Woll is 39. Karen Page on Netflix's Daredevil and the Punisher series. She is being brought back for the Daredevil Reborn series.
Just so awesome. Yeah. She's great. Yeah. By the way, she's also a gigantic D&D fan and a dungeon master of note.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool.
She's done a lot of celebrity D&D games. Yeah, she's really good.
Hmm. I saw her in True Blood. I watched like the first couple.
Oh, that's right.
That's where she got her break. Yeah.
That's right. I forgot she was on there. Yeah. Good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton Kutcher is 46. Many people, has anybody thought about him in ages, really? He's one of these guys that just kind of disappeared, and for a lot of reasons, I think. But that 70s show and some other stuff there.
Yeah.
One of the greatest point guards of all time, Steve Nash, is 50 today, NBA Hall of Famer. Also coached the Brooklyn Nets for a little bit and then decided, wait a minute, why am I doing this? I'm a Hall of Famer. I don't have to do this anymore. One of my favorite players I ever saw. Steve Nash was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenix team with him and Shaq. Shaq was, you know, kind of towards the end of his career. But it was fun to watch those two play together.
Two of the all-time greats, yeah.
One of my favorite things about the point guard position is these guys that can see the whole court.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they're not looking at you, know you're there. Because they know their players so well. The thing that gets lost in the shuffle with, like, because Nash would do this a little bit too, but when Magic Johnson would do his no-look passes, like, that looked cool, and it was awesome, and Magic's big old beautiful smile right there was cool. But he was able to do that because he knew in all the practices that they did that James Worthy was going to be right there. He mm-hmm. knew where his guys were going to be.
Right.
Steve Nash, knowing where your guys are going to be before they're there, it's something a good quarterback does.
Yep.
When he throws the ball and he knows his receiver's going to meet the ball there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with point guard.
Yep.
And Nash and some of these guys are incredible at it.
Yes, indeed.
Sully Erna is 56, lead singer and songwriter for Godsmack.
Oh, wow.
Incredibly talented human being.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Got to see them.
Haven't heard of Godsmack in a while. I just haven't been thinking about them. Yeah.
Long time. That brought back some memories for some of us. got to see them at like the second or third Ozfest, and they were good. They did a good job, but Sully was doing he was kind of like standing out among the other guys.
Right.
And at one point, they go into a solo. And each member, the drummer, the guitarist, the bassist, everybody leaves. And he goes around from every instrument and does a solo on every instrument.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. Like,
talented.
It was awesome. It was very, and he didn't just like play the drums like Mary Had a Little Glam or something. Yeah. Like he was going to town on those things. Although that had been even better at Ozfest.
That would have been hilarious.
To hear Sully doing Mary Had a Little Lamb on the drums. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
Also, side note, I like the name Sully as a nickname for Salvatore.
Oh, yes. Love that name. Yeah. two of the funniest, greatest comedians I have ever seen celebrating birthdays. Chris Rock is 59 today.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly intelligent comedian.
Yes.
Right? I think keeping George Carlin's spirit of smart comedy alive.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock is the guy that has so many great one-liners, but you dig a little deeper and you're like, oh, there's some truth there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some fact there and everything. And I've always liked that about him.
You know, he's done his share of acting and everything, and he's done okay, but man, he's a stand-up guy through and through. Yeah. That is his main gig. Yep.
And Eddie Izzard is 62 today.
Speaking of stand-up comics.
British comedian who played Master Thief Roman in the Ocean's 12 and Ocean's 13 movies. Eddie is famous for a lot of reasons. One, a stand-up comedian, comedy, and doing his acts in drag. But he's also, I don't know, I think he's maybe the most... Out of the comedians I've seen live, I think he might be the best.
Oh, wow.
And I mean on a skill level. Mm-hmm. Eddie Izzard always wanted to be an actor and always wanted to work with another. And when he started doing stand-up comedy, he wanted to be Laurel and Hardy. He wanted to have a partner.
Oh, wow.
But he never could find anybody. He didn't have anybody. So he started doing it. He would have the mic on one side, start talking, and then he would go on the left side and start talking, and then go on the right side. Now, you see a lot of people doing that nowadays. Eddie Izzard perfected that. Mm-hmm. Eddie Izzard made that popular, famous, and made a lot of other things pretty interesting and popular.
Yeah.
And just everything I was saying about Chris Rock is the same thing about Eddie Izzard.
Very smart comedy, yeah.
Very smart. I'm from England, where the history comes from. It's just so good. If you want to smile today, look up Eddie Izzard, Cake or Death.
Cake or Death.
If you don't laugh at that sketch, then I don't understand comedy.
You don't know funny. Yeah. You don't know funny.
And I got to see him live and just gave one of the greatest live performances I've ever seen of anything. Eddie Izzard was incredible. I got to see him at the United Center, too. So I got to see all the banners up and everything. Yeah. It was cool. And happy 62nd birthday to one of the kings of music, Garth Brooks.
Oh, yes.
I didn't say country music. I said music.
Music in general. Mm-hmm. You are so right.
A man has earned that status.
Yes. One of the all-time greats.
I don't know if you can go anywhere in the world and people don't know who Garth Brooks is, or at least have at least heard his name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or don't automatically think of a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Completely changed the game of country. Like, not just himself, along with Clint Black, George Strait, a lot of that class of his.
Yep. But he was the most visible person of that group and had the most success by far. Well, so
he's the best-selling solo artist in history.
Yeah.
According to his own website.
Well, he's second. It's Elvis and then Garth Brooks.
Yes.
Like, that's the list.
Because Elvis had a head start. So,
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just incredible. Seth and I were talking the other day about sports stats that, like, Wilt Chamberlain's on all of them. Like, Elvis on all
he's
of
on his
these.
Own li- he's on his list own list. With Elvis. Yeah. That's something.
One of the most versatile careers and actors I've seen, James Spader, is 64.
Yeah.
You think of James Spader, like, okay, James Spader. He's a good actor. He's had a good career and everything. Oh, think about this. James Spader's been around for four decades doing this. Three or four decades.
Yeah, he was considered part... he was like one of the ancillary... of the Brat Pack. Yeah. He wasn't considered like a main part of it, but he was in that era, that generation of actors. And he has had quite a career, got to say.
He's had a better career than most of the rest of the Brat Pack.
I think you're right.
You know, I think that some of them... Like, Emilio not working as much anymore and that kind of thing has played into it a little bit, but it's it's hard to say who that anybody's had a better or at least a longer career and a more, you know, than James Spader.
Varied career. He's done so many different things, too.
He's been very versatile, but you know what? The only movie for me is the original Stargate.
Ah, good one. I knew it was coming up.
He is
up.
The original Daniel Jackson.
He is.
I don't like his performance as much as, and of course, I'm not going to remember his name. No. The one that played Daniel Jackson in the
series?
Show.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the series. So.
Not okay. Me neither. You're on your own on that one, Melissa.
Well, that doesn't happen very often.
No,
though,
it doesn't.
Something Melissa saw that we didn't see.
Michael Shanks.
He played
Daniel Jackson in the TV series.
He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Smigel is 64. He is Triumph the Insult comic dog. He is also one of the legends of 30 Rock, one of the main writers at 30 Rock for many of the sketches all of us grew up loving and enjoying.
Wasn't he Toonsis? He came up with Toonsis, the driving cat. Yeah.
Toonsis, the driving cat, is one of my top five favorite sketches of all time. It's one of the dumbest, but it's
very
one of my
dumb,
top five.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to go watch that tonight. Yeah, Robert Smigel, incredibly funny comedian and writer. Let's see here. And some people no longer with us, like Miguel Ferreira, born in 1955, assistant director Owen Granger on NCIS Los Angeles. Just passed away just a little bit ago in 2017. Mm. And Laura Ingalls Wilder, born in 1867, passed away in 1957, children's author, Little House on the Prairie.
That's right.
Yes.
Melissa Gilbert played her on the show.
She did,
yes,
indeed.
She did.
And Charles Dickens, born in this day in 1812, passed away in 1870. Wow, a couple of great authors, a couple of great comedians. This is a big day. Another of the holiday classics, A Christmas Carol, the British rock band Uriah Heep, is named after one of his David Copperfield characters.
That's right.
I don't know why that's noteworthy, but I just...
But still, why not?
Look, the knowledge I have is all classic rock, everybody, okay? I got it.
You did it for so long. That's where all your knowledge base comes from, man.
Some great ones right there. And some great birthdays right here. Again, a happy birthday to Tara.
Happy birthday, Tara.
Happy birthday, Tara.
Enjoy your day, Tara Cook. And a happy birthday to a qualifier, Kathy Wenger.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Congratulations.
And wishing you a great day, Kathy. We encourage you and everybody to enjoy yourselves over at El Cafe. They're open right now. Head on by to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Okay, and this is where I would go to news. This is where I would take a break to give my poor voice a little bit of a break. Just a little. Could we please? No?
So, I got an idea here, but we're going to have to switch chairs.
We'll switch chairs. We'll do that.
Maybe Melissa can talk for a little bit.
Sure, I can talk. What shall I talk about?
You go right ahead, Melissa, if you want. Otherwise, you feel free to be quiet.
All right.
We got silence.
We're going to do a little experiment here. Yeah.
Ooh, experimentation over there in the studio happening in Wisconsin Rapids right now. You could drive by and look in the window and watch them do this experiment. It's the amazing chair changing happening over at WFHR Studios.
I turned my mic on, so I'm over in the second chair now, Melissa, and this is really weird.
You sound different.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how I feel about being over here. I'm not sure if I like this or not.
Have you been demoted or promoted?
That's a good question. Because I feel like being over here, you get to just have fun. I don't feel like you have to do as much. Over there, I'm running the board. I'm trying to keep things on time, to keep things like what's happening right now from happening.
You only have so much control over things in life, James.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let go.
One of the toughest things, I think, to do in life is to do that, to let go.
That's true.
What
happened, happened.
It is what it is. I think it's a phrase that a lot of people get tired of, but it's all we got sometimes.
It really fits.
We're good. Seth fixed it. Nicely done,
hey,
Seth. Nice
well
job,
done,
Seth.
Seth
did with the mastermind move of restarting it. That worked? It worked. That worked, everybody. That's hilarious. We're going to go to our state and local news right now. We'll come back, have some fun, and we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Post Printing soon with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home.
Melissa, Seth and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be celebrating with our good friends at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll be joining us any moment now. Looking forward to that. Let's dive into a quick one here. When you're heading out to shovel the driveway, now shoveling, everybody, is this thing we used to do when we got snow.
When we had snow. Back in our day.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
In my day. You need proper footwear, gloves, maybe a hat to cover your head. Oh, and don't forget to lather up the Hawaiian Topic sunscreen.
Ah.
Oh.
A recent survey by the American Academy of Dermatology found that only 4% of people wear sunscreen while shoveling snow. And if that sounds strange to you, you may be among the 20% of people who don't realize you can get sunburned during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's fairly common because snow reflects the sun's UV rays, just like water and sand. The problem is it's just sunburns. UV rays can permanently age your skin and increase your risk of skin cancer. And UV rays are out there year round, even on cloudy days.
That's right.
Dermatologists recommend you apply sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher whenever you spend time outside, and cover all skin, not bundled over by winter coats, mittens, and snow pants. And moon boots. They don't mention moon boots. They should mention moon boots.
Moon boots.
I am going to back off of this topic because I have no idea what I'm talking about. I've never used sunscreen. I've just, like, in the last summer was the first time I've ever put sunscreen on.
Wow.
I don't know that I have Mediterranean skin. I don't have, there's not a lot of advantages of being a mixed kid, but one of them is I've never sunburned until, like, all of a sudden I have not sunburned, but I've realized, oh, my skin's getting a lot more tender from this.
Mm.
And it's not just about what we can see, but what these rays are doing that we can't see.
Right.
Well, it wasn't that long ago when they were recommending, what, SPF 15. Now it's 30. And that'll tell you how much, you know, stronger this is getting. So, I mean, careful,
everyone.
And it's
also important to do your research on what sunscreen you're buying.
Yes,
100%. Because there are some brands that are better than others and some that don't do anything.
Don't do anything. And please don't ever do the tanning, what they used to call sun tanning lotion or oil, which was actually make it worse.
Oh, really?
Because it was supposed to make you, you know, darker or whatever and that kind of thing. So it actually soaked up more rays. It's like, not anymore. You do not want to do that.
Yeah, not if you don't, you know.
Don't want skin cancer. Yeah.
In a country that we make color of our skin such a big thing throughout our history, can we just laugh at the fact that of white people wanting to get darker?
To be tan.
Yeah. Like, I mean, can we just say, like, there's nothing funny about racism, obviously.
No,
I hope that goes without saying.
There is something funny about white people going into tanning booths for brands.
Purposely, like,
that's still happening.
Well, what's funnier to me is when some of the racist people I've known that do this, and like it's just like you have no idea, like, the hypocrisy that you're creating right here.
Yeah,
and so. As they're talking about, you guys just threw out some numbers here, like SPF 30, 15, whatever. So I'm guessing the higher, the stronger, the better.
The more protection.
Yep.
Is there an average number that when you were, so here's what I want to do, because you guys have been using, I should ask, have you been using suntan lotion your whole lives?
More or less, yes.
Okay. So when you first started, when your kids and your mom and dad or somebody's putting it on you, what were the levels then?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah.
The only one I can remember is, like, I think I remember like 10 and 5.
It was
but
low.
Then, yeah, at some time, I think in the 90s is when they started saying, you know, they started doing the UV ray thing. And they're like, no, 15. You need at least 15 on there. Mm-hmm. So I remember when we heard that, my parents switched over to that. Sometimes we'd have, you know, depending on if we were, like, you know, in the South where the sun is stronger, you know, you would have it a little bit stronger, that kind of thing. So, but yeah. So, we were always, because, you know, up pale Minnesotans in northern Minnesota. We got to put something on.
Pretty pale.
Yeah.
I
always buy at least SPF 50, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, why mess around?
Get the good stuff.
I was going to ask.
Care.
I was going to ask off air because I felt a little silly, but I'm like, well, why, if they come in high, stronger levels, why not just go stronger?
You know,
but,
that makes sense. It does. That's not a bad question.
I don't feel as silly now.
No, you're fine. You're good.
Interesting. Interesting.
I don't even know if they make 15 anymore. Do they? Are they?
Because, I'm sure they do.
But it doesn't do as much as they thought.
No.
Well,
I mean, if you're just going outside for a walk,
Yeah, it's one thing.
I mean, maybe like as a daily, I think in like women's moisturizing and men's moisturizing lotion for your face, you can get stuff with just SPF 15 in it automatically.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, this is something that actually, and I've always felt a little silly because my eyes are light sensitive, and in the winter it can be almost worse than in the summer mm-hmm. with the sun reflecting off of the snow. So I wear mm-hmm. sunglasses year round, and right. there's plenty of times where I felt kind of silly wearing sunglasses in winter. This doesn't make me feel as bad.
I think you're fine at that too. Yeah.
If the sun's out, man, just wear sunglasses. I do.
And so and I'm trying to look at our forecast here, when we're going to get snow again, when we're going to get snow again. well, when it does happen,
yeah.
when you go out there in your moon boots, in your snowsuit,
in your sunscreen.
with your scarf. I heard you earlier, Melissa. Scarf too, yeah. in your scarf. You can put some sunscreen on.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunscreen is a year-round thing. We got to take a break. We're going to come back, have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Looking forward to being joined by our friends from Quality Post Printing any moment now. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into this one that we'll have to dive out of and then dive back into once Phil calls. Valentine's Day is a week out, so if you don't know what you're buying your sweetheart, you might want to get on that.
Mm.
We already know what we're buying ourselves, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to a poll by CandyStore.com, 47% of Americans, 47% of Americans will buy themselves some chocolate for Valentine's Day. They also looked at the most popular Valentine's candy in all 50 states.
Ooh.
And as usual, two types dominated. Going a little bit farther into this, most people that, whether they are single or not, are going to be buying themselves some Valentine's candy or something like that.
Hmm. That's cool.
It's just an excuse to buy candy.
It's just, yeah.
chocolate.
And wait until the 15th, man. Wait until it's
when it goes on sale.
Yeah, right.
You're already waiting. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's on the day and stuff.
Yeah, right.
So taking a look at this list of the most popular Valentine's candy in all 50 states, heart-shaped boxes of chocolate, they're number one in 14 states and also in D.C.
All right.
Those boxes, they're not worth it. There's so much empty space in there.
There is a lot of empty space in there. That's very true. Yeah. the legendary classic Conversation Hearts. 13 states have those.
Some of those have gotten really fun.
They really have.
Yeah. Clever.
They'll represent 10 of all the candy sold. 10%. I'm sorry. They'll represent 10% of all the candy sold.
Wow. Really? Nice.
The thing is, they don't taste that great.
No,
they're
no,
not like a no, yummy candy. They're no. just fun.
They are the Topps bubble gum of these candies, where we love them and they're nothing but that what we're tasting is nostalgia.
Right.
Bubble-rama.
Yes. They remind us of being kids. Mm-hmm. Did anybody else search for a heart to give to somebody? Because I did. I did.
Got to find the right one.
And she
ate it.
And
then you touched them all.
Oh, yeah.
It's sixth grade. I think it was Barb. It wasn't Barb. It was somebody else. I'm searching for the right candy heart, and I finally find it, and it was a purple one. I remember.
Did it say "Be Mine"?
Something like that. Yeah. It was something corny.
Yeah, of course.
But I couldn't find the one I was looking for. And I finally found it, and I saved it overnight, and I brought it to school the next day. And we're handing out Valentine cards and everything. You know, you put them in a little box.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I purposely handed mine to Barb. And it wasn't Barb, but it was somebody.
Yeah, whoever this girl was.
Yeah. I handed to them. She looked at the candy heart, did not even read it, just ate it.
Yeah,
just gulped. Didn't even read it.
And if I remember correctly, the purple ones are kind of the icky ones.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember it was a purple. I do remember it was a purple.
Are some that taste different.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They do a little bit. I was just being silly, but
just being obstinate.
Like yes, I was. It's like I always am. There was. I can't take credit for this one because I believe this was back in on MST3K. It was an invention exchange by the Mads. They came up with bitter sweethearts. Where it was actually, and I think they've done this now, actually, where it was like, you know, for like poor relationships, like I need my space or like my needs and stuff like that. And they weren't candy, they were antacids.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's even better. Now that's funny.
There you go.
That's good comedy. Hershey Kisses were number one in 8 states.
Mm.
Those are good.
Kisses, yeah.
M&M's in 6 states. Yeah. Love M&M's.
Okay. M&M's are good.
Yep.
Chocolate Hearts in 4 states and Chocolate Roses in 3 states.
Okay. Chocolate Roses. Ooh.
2 states prefer a candy that didn't rank first anywhere else. Candy Necklaces in Alabama and Cupid Corn in Michigan.
Cupid Corn?
Oh, that's candy corn, but red, pink, and white.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, Seth's into that.
Yeah, I'll eat some of that. Sounds good.
You can have all of it.
I haven't heard of that one. Candy.
Oh. I think I've seen it like once or twice. You can buy bags at the store, but
dumb.
Yeah. Wow, she's... Someone get her some coffee.
We really need something here.
Kevin, get on that.
Yeah. If from the ground up delivered, we just said a shout out to them. Yeah, and then send it over. But
do you deliver to Abbotsford?
Yeah. We do. We love our coffee around here, and we love, and that is why we are celebrating love here at WFHR. Oh, that come on now. That's a segue.
Yeah, that's
right
pretty
now.
Good.
Well, that's pretty good.
Well done. Aww. We'll give you that one. Yay.
We want your love stories. Thank you for the golf club. We want your love stories, everybody. Share them with us. You can go to our WFHR Facebook page and just type up your love story there. Or if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can direct message us on Facebook or email any of us, our staff, with your love stories. You can do it that way as well. Or call up. Call up and join the conversation. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You share your love stories with us, and you will be in a name thrown in a hat that we will draw winner of, and you'll win a 2-night stay at the Hotel Mead, a great gift from our friends at Family Natural Foods, and plenty more. A shout out to One Rose Greenhouse, Family Natural Foods, Hotel Mead, our good friend Ashley, all doing great work on this fun contest where we can celebrate a little more love. Mm-hmm. Put a little more love out there.
Little love in your life.
We appreciate the gangs at all of those groups. And share your love stories with us, everybody. We want to hear from you.
We do.
We want all of those love stories. And we want our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We cannot wait any longer. Phil Hartley joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, how's it going?
I'm trying not to be the smelly kid.
Yeah, it's tough. It's not easy.
Be careful.
It's a difficult thing to do. Phil,
we're past Christmas now. You can be wicked.
Yeah, nice. There you go.
I'm so sorry I'm behind today. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right, Phil.
So we're here.
We've had a wacky day already, so.
Let me add to it then.
You just fit right in, Phil. We love to catch up with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Phil, how are things going over there?
Oh, good. You're going to like the word of the day when I get to it, but a little crazy. We got some new equipment coming in, some new equipment going out today. It's been delayed a couple times, but it looks like it's finally happening. So it's a good thing. It's just a little crazy.
Yeah.
And life is good.
It sounds like and that equipment is part of, and I'm guessing here, but is it part of some of the stuff that you're looking to do new over there? I know you were talking about doing some different stuff.
Yeah, a little bit, some new stuff. And it was time for our big digital process to be updated. And even though I held on as long as I could to the ones out front here, they're our babies, but but it was time. And so we'll be a little bit bigger, stronger, faster, which is an amazing thing, and even a higher quality than we had before, because of the new technology involved with some of these digital presses. They're just amazing. They're coming in, and the old one, we have to say a little song and prayer at the least building, because it's been here for 7 or 8 years, working like a horse, working hard.
Yeah, and decommission it a little bit. Yeah,
I think Tracy will have teardrops flying when that really her baby, Tracy Biolo. Our designer here is so good with it, but she's learning the new one. We've been getting trained, and we're anxious to get it rolling. We've already done some jobs with it, and I'm excited. But we're moving the big new press into our back area, so our front area is going to be opened up more.
Nice.
And have some room to do some new things, and including some apparel, which they're stepping up now, which is
very cool. Very cool. Want to make a WFHR jersey.
We need a jersey.
A baseball jersey or something for that.
So there's a new company called that's within my company. It's going to be called Wham Inc. Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice.
Right on.
Wham is Wicked Awesome Media. That's my LLC, so Wham.
Perfect. Hey. Perfect, Phil.
Wicked Awesome.
That is awesome. That is so cool.
That is very cool. Phil.
Perfect.
You see the graphics for it. It has a superhero theme to it. You know?
Perfect.
Nice.
When we have more time, we're looking forward to hearing more about that, Phil. But let's get to our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
I couldn't go with any other word today except for pandemonium.
Yes. Perfect.
Nicely done.
Which led into me calling late. Right?
That makes sense, though. You wanted the word to really hit, so you wanted to call
perfect.
Late. I see what the actor in you. Yes. I see what you were doing there.
A little drama there.
Yeah, nicely done.
I wish I could say I planned that.
Just go with it, Phil. Just go with it.
Noisy, disorder, or confusion. Uproar.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's a great word. Great word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was pandelirium.
That's one of those fun words to say, too. It's another one of those pandemonium ones that's just fun to say. It's pandemonium's a good one. It's always a good time hanging out with you, Phil. We really do appreciate the time and appreciate what Quality Plus not only does for our station, but for our community. Keep up the great work over there. Thank you for buying local, supporting local. Not only all of you out there with Quality Plus, but Quality Plus doing that with all of us.
Yes.
Appreciate you, Phil.
We do.
Say hi to the gang over there for us, okay?
Yeah, thanks again. Thanks so much for your kindness.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Already looking forward to next Wednesday, man. We'll talk to you at 8:57 next Wednesday. No, okay.
Our new time.
We'll talk. We'll have plenty of time to talk next week. Thanks so much for the time, Phil. You go ahead and have a great day and say hi to everybody over there for us.
We'll do. You as well. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they are doing over there. And drive by, stop by, see the shop, see things.
You know, see their sign. It's always fun that they put stuff up there. Yeah.
Give you a giggle.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. Get on over to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. A big shout out to them. They are also our sponsor for Playmakers. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to that for that. Be sure to join us for Playmakers every Monday, 3 to 4, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Indeed.
As we're wrapping up our last 30 seconds of the hour, we got more to come in for you, more coming up for you. I don't know how worse I could have said that sentence.
Just a bunch of words.
Just words. Entertainment coming up, people. That's on the way. We'll get into that. We got some other cool things we'll get into as well that I want to talk about. And I want to send a shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and the Merrill Forum that they did. Nice work. Also, a big thank you to the best listeners in radio. Everybody really enjoyed our interviews yesterday. We'll talk about that and more coming up on WFHR, locally grown radio.